The occupation of damnation eternal, decreed by Commander-in-Chief, won by the infantry, led by the colonel, came at costs that would beggar belief. As they marched upon the inferno and the infidels dropped to their knees, millions of civilians crammed in pavilions came to watch it on big screen TVs. The population of damnation eternal went from millions to thousands to one. The survivor then wrote in his journal,
"Why on earth did it take them so long?" Within weeks, we constructed a pipeline. Within years, we'll have run the place dry. It'll just about last us our lifetime, so it's hip hip hoorays and high fives.
On the factory floor, there's a whisper. We built cannons before it began. But the engine's still pumping its piston, and the turbine's still whirring its fan. The assembly line spits out the surplus into purpose-built lead-lined white vans. Rockets stockpile as ministry workers fill their pockets with all that they can.
Secret meetings are held in the Senate. What to do with this excess supply? There's a plan to abandon the planet, one VIP at a time.
So we get up each day and have breakfast, read the news and the weather forecast, as we sit and we open our letters, and we pray that it won't be our last.